Tomorrow, Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner says he'll bring up the idea of giving health care benefits to the unmarried domestic partners of county employees.
This is about providing equal access to health care benefits for all employees, and particularly if for our employees that may be unmarried but are in long-term committed relationships, whether they're same gender or opposite gender, it's allowed them to have the same benefits. So we're not adding new benefits, it's just offering the same types of benefits that married employees have.
Nadine Smith is the executive director of the LGBT advocacy group Equality Florida. On Tuesday afternoon, that group sent out a mass email to its supporters to call and email county commissioners to support Beckner's call.
Well, for us, it's just a common sense thing for the county to do at a time when health care is such an issue. It doesn't make sense to deny some workers access to health care protections that other employees enjoy. I think it's a smart thing financially when you want to attract the best and the brightest and retain good people. And it's why municipalities all across the state provide these benefits. And Hillsborough is too large and metropolitan an area not to have already done this.
But just by calling for a discussion, Beckner has touched off a backlash of sorts. Late last Friday evening, Terry Kempel, president of the Tampa Bay Christian Public Policy Group Community Issues Council, issued an email to its supporters telling them to contact other commissioners to kill the idea. One reason, Kempel wrote, was because it was irresponsible in this economically challenging time. That's what County Commissioner Mark Sharp thinks as well.
I don't think you'll see government the same after this last financial crisis. And by that I mean we're going to have to start focusing on our core mission. And citizens are going to have to recognize that the ability of government to just endlessly provide benefits to everyone, those days are over. We financially cannot afford it.
But Beckner respectfully disagrees. He says that research will show that it will cost the county little, if anything, to bring the issue forward.
And I guess the real question that we need to ask, is there a time where we should not offer equal access to health care benefits for people? We take a look at the most expensive thing is health care, and going forward, what is causing the rising cost of health care are the uninsured and the underinsured. So I think we actually have a fiscal responsibility that when we can to make sure that all people have access to health care.
The other reason why Christian conservative Terry Kempel told his supporters to put pressure on other board members was because last November, Hillsborough County voters overwhelmingly voted for Amendment 2, which would keep marriage between a man and a woman. Kempel wrote that those voters also voted against the benefits associated with marriage and that this, quote, seems to be nothing more than a backdoor attempt to establish those benefits through his office as county commissioner. To Nadine Smith of Equality Florida, that argument is a bit rich. Smith frequently debated Kempel last year on the merits of Amendment 2. She said that one thing that Kempel always said was that the initiative would not take away domestic partnership protections.
I think you're experiencing the difference between what he is willing to say to rally his base and what the truth happens to be. But here's what's clear. Domestic partnership protections for all unmarried employees, gay couples, straight couples alike, is fair. People are working in the same environment, they're doing the same job, and yet some people go home and are able to provide benefits to their families, and other people go home and are unable to provide benefits to their families. That's clearly unfair.
In fact, the openly gay Beckner says he's approaching the matter as a boost to economic development and nothing else.
And again, what Thursday's all about, it's not deciding if we're going to offer it or not, but I think we need to at least do our due diligence to explore the subject. And that's what I'm proposing that we do on Thursday, is to rescind the board directive that was made in April of 2004 that even prevented the staff from ever discussing or exploring this option. So I think we actually owe it to our employees, we owe it to this community to at least explore those options.
Nearly 5 years ago, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio signed an executive order extending health care benefits to unmarried domestic partners of city employees, including same-sex couples. At the time, the mayor said it was the fulfillment of a campaign promise made a year before. She said she would change the law in Tampa after the shooting death of Tampa police officer Lois Marrero back in 2001. Marrero's domestic partner was denied pension benefits. The Hillsborough County Commission responded to the mayor's move by voting to prohibit county staff from studying the idea. That was nearly 5 years ago. Kevin Beckner says now is the time to at least start talking about the idea once again. But his board colleague, Commissioner Mark Sharp, says that with the economy in such dire straits, the only thing that the county will be doing to its employees is cutting benefits, not adding to them.
You know, as much as I have great respect for Kevin Beckner, that government, it's the exact opposite of the direction we need to go. We have the California model, which is basically to fund everything for everybody and go bankrupt. And we can't afford that. And so what, you know, I think you'll see, though, is that, you know, while we respect each and every individual, we're going to have to focus on our core mission. We're going to be reducing benefits for employees, not increasing benefits for employees. And then, you know, hopefully get this economy back on track. And that's my focus.